Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So this week, we're actually not here.
No, we're gone.
It sounds like we're here, but we're not here.
No. Woo! Coming you to you from beyond the holiday barrier. Yeah, okay.
We're actually out camping, so we're recording this in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like no service or anything where we're camping, so...
Yeah, and I mean, it's summertime. We're enjoying the sunshine and the heat and stuff.
Exactly. So we're recording this in advance, so the news might be a little weird.
A little dated. Dated news. Yeah, yeah. That's fine. That's
totally. Fine. Yeah. And it's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode.
Yeah, we're doing this, like, raw and uncut, basically.
Exactly. Pretty close.
Because we're recording this the day after our last episode.
It's true.
Not going to lie.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more uneven than our normal episode.
That's all right, though.
But, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yes. So, in honor of our anniversary, which is the...
July 18th.
You didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
I passed. We're still married. Yay. High five.
Yay.
Yeah, it's our anniversary coming up. Yep. And, well, like right around the airing of this episode.
Yeah, this will come out on the 19th.
Yes.
Yes. So we said we were going to chat a little bit about incorporating Disney elements into your wedding. Now, we're not talking Disney weddings.
No, like...
Not full-out Disney weddings.
That's extreme and also really expensive.
Mostly that.
We want to talk about things for mere mortals, such as ourselves.
So, we're going to mention stuff that is either free or cheap, and, like, Disney nods that, like, mere mortals can include in your wedding.
Yeah, and like, nothing too over the top.
Nope, just like...
Just like a little twist. A little twist.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get to any of that, though... we didn't talk, like, since we recorded, a day ago.
Yeah.
Do you have a nerd thing that you're into, Brandon, this week?
I'm going camping.
Me too.
I'm going camping tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I love camping. I love being in the outdoors. I love sleeping in a tent. And I love seeing the stars out in nature. And, yeah. No, I'm excited. Go camping.
Yeah, me too. I love camping, and we are very lucky in where we live. That doesn't mean we don't like to continue experiencing those things.
Yeah, we just get a little closer to nature. We live
a little more rustic.
We live pretty close to nature, but, I mean, it's still a nice house and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, living in a tent living is a whole another kettle of fish.
Right, and actually we're going to do a couple YouTube videos about the type of camping we do.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, like camper or trailer camping, but it's not like full-out glamping, and
It's not glamping, but it's also not like hardcore backpacking.
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable.
We do fancy camping, but it's still a tent, so you can only do so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited. Yeah, really looking forward to that. We have stuff everywhere all over the house right now.
And it's also forecasted to be, like, extremely hot while we're gone, so we're a little nervous about that.
Yes.
But
there will be much jumping in the water.
Yes. We're camping by a lake / reservoir, and...
there'll be much time in the water.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, what are you drinking?
Okay, well, I am drinking a hard seltzer iced tea.
Oh, are you going to open on that?
I'm going to open it. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yes, it's a Truly lemon tea.
Mm-hmm.
And it is delicious. It tastes like iced tea with a little hint of lemon.
Nice.
They have other flavors, strawberry.
Strawberry.
Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
And peach, which is my favorite. But
yes.
I'm saving that because...
Camping.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking an iced coffee, which is convenient because I just fell asleep sitting up.
Yeah, I came downstairs to record this episode, and you were just snoring away.
Snore.
Oh, you were snoring.
I did not.
Like, you usually see Disney movies where the characters are sleeping and you see the bubble coming out of their nose. Yeah, that was you. You were just...
You're terrible.
Just passed right out. But, I mean, we've had a pretty busy weekend with all
the
Black Widows and...
And the last episode we did.
And the bars and,
yeah.
And recording an episode.
Yeah.
And your writing contest.
Oh.
Oh. Busy. Busy.
Yeah. And also, Loki ended.
Mm.
We haven't seen it yet.
Well, no one's seen it yet.
No.
It hasn't ended yet.
But by the time this airs...
By the time this airs, it's ended, and we will have probably
time
watched
travel
it.
Travel is weird, guys.
Yeah.
Variants.
The TVA is going to come arrest us for recording this episode early.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to watch the last episode of Loki, and our next episode is going to be all about Loki. So you have a little bit to catch up. Do it. Nice.
Mm. And shout out to my dad for getting handcrafted.
That's ridiculously
Loki
awesome.
Shoes.
I know.
Thanks to my mother.
Yes.
Who hand stitched his Lacoste shoes.
Yeah.
Of course, Lacoste's logo is an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And she stitched little Loki horns on both pairs of shoes, and it's adorable. And
it's amazing.
I love it.
I took a picture, and that is going up on our Instagram account. I will try and remember to post it kind of near when this is going up, so people aren't like, "What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?"
All right. So that takes us to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to do the news a week in advance.
Greetings, the future.
So, just very quickly, there is a What If new trailer-ish, new-ish trailer.
I mean, it's come out this week, but we just watched it earlier today.
Yeah.
And
it was like a week old now.
It's coming out in August.
Yay.
And
as soon as Loki's done, we're starting the countdown for this show.
What If looks awesome.
It's amazing. And also, I'm really mad.
No.
Okay. So, you know how last week, like yesterday?
That was me being mad,
yeah,
like you.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was like the Hulk. It was terrifying.
Yeah, Brandon Smash.
Uh-huh. You know how I was talking about awesome females?
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot to talk about Peggy Carter.
You did, yeah. I mean,
who
I knew...
Who was amazing and
I
wonderful
we,
and badass.
We were going to forget some people, but yes, Peggy Carter's awesome.
We even said Aunt Peggy.
Aunt Peggy, but like different Peggy.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, What If new trailer? What If looks cool?
What If looks really cool, and it's also, like, one of the episodes is going to be about what if it was Black Panther T'Challa had been abducted by the Ravagers and had become Star-Lord, and that is actually Chadwick Boseman's voice.
No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be Chadwick Boseman's last performance.
I might actually literally.
Yeah,
literally
I mean, I'm getting a little emotional talking about it, but yeah, that's. Isn't that not really, really, really cool?
I'm like legitimately gonna cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah,
okay.
No, What If looks awesome and very excited for it.
Yeah, we'll start the countdown when we come back from camping.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Also, opening weekend, Black Widow nets the largest domestic box office since before the pandemic. Well, two words for this. No kidding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We were in a semi-full crowded theater.
Yeah.
And that was happening all across the country and all across North America.
Yep.
So that's not really that surprising
to me. Not even a little bit, but you know.
Yeah.
It's official, so.
But can you imagine the dums that thought a female couldn't lead a superhero?
Oh, for... My
movie?
God.
Like, come on. It's been a horrible, like, pandemic and blah, 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 blah. And then it's, like, just starting to open up and this is, like, breaking records.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, Mike, yeah.
This movie should have happened years ago, but
I
guess we can just be happy that it happened at all.
No, I think we can have the asterisk of finally.
Yeah.
It's
definitely finally.
But yes, so good job, Black Widow. Our last episode, we talked a lot about Black Widow, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New Christmas holiday details about Disney parks coming soon. They're actually supposed to be announced. By the time you listen to this, they will have been announced. We just have only had announced that it's coming. So that's cool. Judging from the fact of the details about Oogie Boogie's Bash coming out, I'm thinking holiday at Disney Parks is holiday at Disney Parks.
Yeah, pretty normal, and it's literally always the busiest time of the year.
Totally. More so than the summer, even.
Yeah, like, you got your July 4th weekend, which is really busy, but, like...
It's a whole thing.
The 2 weeks of Christmas is the biggest blackout period for the old annual pass holders, and, Yeah, it's going to be pretty much business as usual.
Yep, that's my guess.
Give us your money. It's Christmas time.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, so I'm excited to see what details come out with that. So that's everyone's kind of on the edge of their seat waiting, and I'm going to be looking forward to hearing about that. And then attached to that, it is projected that in the near future, we're also going to be hearing details about the new, they're not calling it the AP program at Disneyland, but there'll be information about the new pass holder program.
The frequent visitor program or whatever. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of exciting. And then the last one is we have some information about Encanto coming out.
Featuring capybaras.
Which are amazing and should win everything.
The world's largest rodents.
But they're adorable.
And they're adorable. And we've seen them in real life.
It's true. Yeah. They startled me, actually, like running across the path when I'm walking and stuff like that.
Well, kind of like waddling.
Okay, running is a strong word. That's fair. Yes.
If you don't know what a capybara is, it's like a giant guinea pig.
Yep.
Like a dog-sized guinea pig.
And they're adorable.
A big dog.
A big dog, yeah. Yeah, a giant.
And they're really cute.
They're so cute. So that's kind of cool. I guess the premise of Encanto is it is following a child who is the only person in her family who doesn't have magical powers.
Well, that's kind of sad.
But so that's interesting. So I'm excited to see that. And it involves Lin-Manuel Miranda, which is just, you know, wonderful. I'm pretty sure.
Is there going to be songs in it? I hope.
Yes, it is a musical.
Okay, good.
Because it involves Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. Are they going to lay down some sick beats?
Maybe they'll teach us about history while they're at it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Magic, though.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
All right, so that's our sad attempt at news a week in advance.
Yay, the future! Wait, we're still better at the future than Tomorrowland.
Oh.
Okay, I said it. Yeah, whatever. What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Disney A grab bag. Okay, so super short content this week. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Nice. Do you know how long we've been married?
Yeah, it's coming up 8 years.
It's going to be 8 years.
It's going to be 8 years when this airs. That's a long time.
Well, it's a longer time because we were like, we knew each other 10 years before that.
Yeah.
So it's actually like 18 years.
I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
Like most of my life now.
We're old.
We are.
That's how that works. That's how time happens.
As the kids would say, we are dust.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, that's a thing.
I hang out with teenagers all the time. How do I not know this?
You don't hang out on the internet enough.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
It's like a TikTok-y type situation.
The TikToks.
The Snappy Chats.
Exactly.
Et cetera.
Exactly. Fellow children.
Yes, but we're dust, and yeah.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Happy 8 years. Probably manslaughter, we'd be off by now.
That's
but,
true, that's the joke. Ha ha ha.
But
ha, ha.
No, it's gone by really fast, and I think advice to any potential couples out there, since this is such a mushy episode about weddings and such.
Yeah.
If you don't think you can do a podcast with your significant other, maybe they're not the right person for you. I don't know. I enjoy sitting around and hanging out with you and chit-chatting about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we work so well together.
I think so, too. Yeah. Have someone you can, like, have a good time with. Like, hang out with and play with and, like, laugh with. Or what the heck are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I have a list of stuff you should do with your significant other before you marry them. Obviously, you know, put together IKEA furniture is the one that makes everyone's list.
If you can put together IKEA furniture without killing each other, then you're probably
okay.
You're probably on the right track. But I think
shopping for furniture is actually a good one that you mentioned when we were shopping for furniture, because we overlap in taste a lot, but we also have very distinct styles. And I remember you mentioning when we were looking, I think it was actually just in the IKEA showrooms or something like that, and you say you like something and I either agreed or disagreed, but it was the way we like meshed that.
Well, yeah, you're not going to have the identical opinion about everything.
But it's the way you respond to that.
But you can learn to compromise. Yeah. And,
so that's a good one.
And build off of each other. Like, you're going to have your strengths and weaknesses each other, and you should be able to complement that.
Yep, and you should have disagreements arise and how you figure that out. And do an escape room together. Mm. That's the one that always makes my list. Yeah, absolutely. Do an escape room together.
We are good at escape rooms. We are. So.
High five.
Yeah.
So happy anniversary. That's exciting. We had some Disney stuff at our wedding. And I actually like all the little Disney nods we had.
Okay, so let's share our knowledge of how to make your wedding a little bit Disney.
Right, but not a Disney wedding.
Not a Disney wedding.
Yes, but nods to Disney.
Okay.
And specifically, all of these things are either free or super cheap. And if you're planning a wedding, you're welcome. Because, my God.
Weddings can be very, 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 very spendy. And and not even if you're like, I want to get married in front of the castle at Disneyland. Like,
because just, that's insane. But
yeah, that's just absolutely insane. Crazy prices.
But just weddings in general.
Weddings in general can be very, very spendy. Yeah. So we did ours on a budget.
Yeah. So do you want to say, like, what did we do, first of all?
So we had a destination wedding. Mm-hmm. We went to the Dominican Republic.
We did.
And we got married at a little resort called Cayo Levantado. Mm-hmm.
It's on a private island.
Yes.
Yep. And so we were married there, so it's a small group. Mm-hmm. First of all, destination weddings tend to be less expensive because it tends to be fewer people. And if you do it at, like, a resort, it's all-inclusive. That's not why we chose it. We wanted to go get married on a beach. But then when we came back, we had, like, an at-home reception in my hometown for, like, grandparents and stuff like that who couldn't travel.
You can get the best of both worlds that way.
That was the idea. And it was a lot lower stress that way for us, doing the at-home reception.
Absolutely, because you don't have to worry about the ceremony that day.
Yep. So you're already married.
Yeah. And when we were away, the ceremony itself was a lot less stressed because we didn't have to worry about a whole bunch of guests, and everything was taken care of.
There were 14 people, not 200 people.
Yeah, and everything was taken care of for us, and it was a lot less stress, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, that was kind of important to us, as we just wanted to, especially because we had known each other and been together for so long, we wanted to do something that was about celebrating us, not, doing a big show or anything like that, but we got to celebrate and have fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we did get married in the Dominican, which meant we also had to pack pretty much everything we wanted along with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it also helped in terms of being choosy as what to include and what not to.
We had to edit hard.
Exactly. We did bring some decor. And the first thing I want to talk about is your cake topper. So you can, and they offered to do, flowers or something like that. But we actually brought a cake topper that I DIY'd.
Yeah, you were good at DIYs.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with DIYs.
And this was a major one.
Yeah, this was so much fun.
And this one was, like, probably more important to me than most of the stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was super excited about this idea.
Yeah? I don't even remember how we came up with this idea, but I was really excited to do it. And one of my favorite memories about planning the wedding involves you getting this. So our cake topper was a wooden heart with our names and dates on it. And it was a Han Solo legitimate Star Wars figure with a Cinderella one. Yeah, so that's our Disney nod. That's our major Disney nod.
Yeah, so you had a Cinderella action figure that you had from somewhere, but I had old school 1970s era Han Solo, and we stuck them on the heart, and they were on the top of our cake.
It was fantastic. But my favorite memory is I was upstairs talking to your mom at your parents' house, and you went down to look for this action figure.
Because I have a whole Star Wars collection.
Yeah.
They're not hanging on the wall, but they used to be in boxes in
We'll probably include them in a YouTube video at some point, actually, if you want to show.
But they were in boxes in my parents' closet, and so I went down to find it, and You were upstairs talking to my mom, and I was downstairs for a while.
Right, yeah, you were downstairs for a long time, and finally mom and I were like, what is he doing? And we came downstairs, and you were sitting cross-legged with all of your action figures from your childhood spread all around you, literally going, pew, pew, like, zoom.
I had the Millennium Falcon out, and the X-Wing out, and Chewie was saving the day, and yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic, and so that memory's like burned into my brain from planning our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really do, like, another nice thing about the destination wedding was we didn't, like, it wasn't really stressful as far as what to include, not to include. We included things we wanted to and didn't worry about anything else, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of my memories about planning the wedding were none of the horror stories you hear, basically.
Yeah, well, and you don't trend towards the whole Bridezilla issue.
No, in fact,
anyway,
I had to become Bridezilla to talk to our airline after they kept changing our flights, and you had to like talk to me to get me sound angrier because it wasn't working.
Yeah, just ramp yourself up. Yeah,
like no, be angrier than that. No, I had to like practice sounding terrible. Okay, so that was a really big one. Another one, which is one of my favorite memories of the day itself, was our small group, and I was shocked that they were into this. I think this was actually your dad's idea.
Yeah, I think so.
So we had a group of about 14 people with us. It was a small group, but it was actually the perfect size for this kind of thing because we could do stuff all together if we wanted, but we didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up doing a lot of stuff all together.
Oh, for sure,
frankly.
Yeah. Destination weddings are great. Let me just say that.
Yeah, it's true.
I love it.
It's true. So they did, during our ceremony and our reception and everything like that, if they wanted us to do the kiss instead of doing the, you know,
clinky glasses. No, clinky glasses is lame.
You had to get up and sing a Disney song.
Yep.
And your dad just thought of this, like, while we were sitting having dinner, mm-hmm. actually. And it was fantastic, and so it escalated quickly. Let's just say that. So your dad got up, and he did, like, a song to get us to do that, and we're like, yeah, that's great. We had my dad and my brother, and I remember my brother being like, I don't know what's going on. He just grabbed him and came up there, and they started doing It's a Small World while doing, like, the robot, like, being the doll.
And then your two brothers
did
the Lion King.
And one picked up the other one and, like,
on his shoulders, and they're like, hey, ya!
Come in. And they didn't know any of
the And they
African
didn't know the words.
Words.
They didn't know the African
but
words.
They were trying
but
to
they were,
Circle of Life was fantastic.
It was hilarious.
Your best man got up and did the whole thing for
Under the Sea,
which was great. And he grabbed, I think, everybody.
Yeah, he was the lead singer. He was,
yes,
Sebastian, but he had them all doing backup, and it was...
And they were doing, like, the swim. And
it was legit. And
yeah, yeah, I was, like, crying, laughing so hard. Someone else, I think that one's your dad again, grabbed 7 people to do the hi-ho. And so I have these distinct memories, and there's some, like, laughing so hard I was crying.
Oh, it was great.
I was like tied into my dress and I think it hurt.
Yeah, well, you had a
so
corset style dress, so yeah, it wouldn't
my
hurt.
My ribs,
yeah,
hurt from laughing so hard. It was fantastic. Everyone got more and more into it every time. It was so
well
good.
I mean, it wasn't all inclusive, so I'm sure the drinks were flowing and people were happy.
Moana.
Yeah. Mama Moana?
Yeah.
You said Moana.
I said Mama Moana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Moana works too, but that wasn't out at that time. We've been married too long for that to have been out. So that was fantastic. And that's a free one that anyone can do as part of the reception, right?
Yeah. I would recommend doing some sort of game for the kisses rather than the clinky glasses because mm-hmm. it gets a little tiresome.
Yep.
Yeah. Games are fun.
Yep. And then when we did our at-home reception, we incorporated that as well.
Yes.
We did have that as well. Mm-hmm. Then we had music. In fact, one of our dances was a Disney song. So we had our first dance, and then instead of doing like a bride and father dance and a groom and mother dance, we just did a parent dance. And then we had the best man and the maid of honor dance. And that song was to my favorite song of all time, which is The Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog, which is, of course, now a Disney song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great wedding song for a parent dance, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rainbow Connection is great. And
yeah, so music.
You can just incorporate music.
I walk down the aisle to a Disney song.
Mm-hmm.
My one brother's a musician. In fact, El Mule, who does the theme song for this.
Yes.
He played a rendition of Kiss the Girl on acoustic guitar.
Acoustic rendition of Kiss the Girl, and it was just gorgeous.
Aw, thank you. Yeah. Good job. Good job, El Mule. And that's what I walked down the aisle to. So you can have a lot of different ways to incorporate, to use music to incorporate Disney into your day. We also had as part of our slideshow, which we used for the at-home reception, we used the song So This Is Love from Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's different ways that, and that's another nice free way, you can include Disney in your wedding.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not selling your wedding, the Disney lawyers shouldn't attack you.
Shouldn't.
Theoretically.
Don't come after us if they do, please.
Don't YouTube your wedding, I guess. I don't know.
So. And then the last big one that we did was, you can use quotations. So in guest books, on programs, and so on and so forth. And actually, right in front of me right now, I have... our guest book is a photo book I made of, like, we did engagement photos, but we did them for free because your mom and dad both are great photographers, and my mom's a great photographer. And so we had them take pictures throughout our engagement, and then we just had people kind of write yearbook style on them. So we have quotations under a lot of the pictures that we use.
Yeah, we input the quotations as like, kind of just theming for... for the guest book.
Yeah, and a lot of them are actually Disney quotations. Not all of them. Some of them are, like, from books. And some
well, you are
like
literary.
But... I am literary. I actually have a Buffy the Vampire Slayer quotation as well. So we do have some other nerd things in here. But I did want to read some of...
My goodness, we look young in these pictures.
Do you know why?
Oh, because we were... Well, I mean, it is.
Because it was 8 years ago.
It's like not, probably like 9 years ago
well,
now.
Nine or ten, yeah. Some of them, yeah. We had a 2-year engagement. Some of the ones that I included. So This Is Love from Cinderella. If you live to be 100, I want to live to be 100 minus one day so I never have to live without you. From Winnie the Pooh. Of course I had to include Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
To face the future with another who means more than any other is to be loved. That one, that's from The Rescuers. Another oldie. Of course, I love you.
I know. Yeah.
High five on that one. We're high-fiving that one. We've, like, high-fived 3 times on this.
It's a high-five in episode.
It is a high-five in episode.
We've been married 8 years, okay? Come on.
That should be a high-five.
Yeah.
And then this one I really, really like. It's because when I look at you, I can feel it. And I look at you, and I'm home. And that one is from Finding Nemo.
Hmm.
So I really like that one. I had to include it somewhere. So those are some... There are a lot that you could include, but those are definitely the ones that we did. Yeah.
Have a cool guest book. I think that's...
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
Agreed.
Because it's a keepsake that you can have forever. And look back on and be a reflection of your personality,
exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
But so you can also include quotations like that, Disney quotations on your invitations, on your programs, basically any decor or anything like that. Other ideas that I've seen before, table names named after Disney couples. That's cute. Or Disney, like, or you could use quotations that way. So you could be at the... I don't know. So This Is Love table. The Be Our Guest.
Table,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Quotations on shoes. In fact, one of my favorites that I've seen are on the back. They wrote on one side, I love you, and on the other side,
Nice.
Or his princess and her prince, charming, or something like that. Like, I like those. Themed t-shirts, especially if you're traveling or getting ready or those kinds of things. I've seen people include hidden Mickeys. Bouquets are a great place to do this, but basically anywhere.
On your tablecloths or centerpieces or anything like that.
Yeah. So at our at-home reception, we had a game like a trivia book playing off the idea that I'm a teacher and it was how well you know the couple. You could instead have like kids, if you're having kids at the reception, find all the hidden Mickeys, things like that, coloring books with Disney. And you can actually do whole themes if you're a theme people. We were getting married on a beach, so we kept it very beachy, but I've seen like Star Wars ones, which are fantastic, walking into the Imperial March from.
I wanted that so badly.
Yeah, I totally vetoed that.
I mean, fair. You don't want to be Darth Vader at your own wedding, but it's still cool. I think it's super cool. I think it's cool.
Maybe if you did like a walk into reception or something like that together.
Together, yeah. Together it would be fine, yeah.
So Star Wars, fairy tales, any of those kinds of things, centerpieces, any of that decor would be great. I've seen them where each table, like one was, say, a rose for Belle, one was like a glass slipper for Cinderella, one, yeah. So you can have little nods that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and basically decorations. Bring out the decorations. If you can't afford a Disney fairy tale dress or wedding or jewelry.
At the end of the day, I think your wedding should reflect your own personality. 100%. And if you're a Disney fan, find some ways to incorporate Disney, even if it's just subtly.
Yeah.
You can appease your family.
Yes.
Or whatever.
We know that's a thing.
That there's lots of stuff going on, but at the end of the day, it should represent your personality.
100%.
So you can remember and look back on it fondly, because it's supposed to last forever.
Exactly. Yeah. Aww. And all of my favorite weddings I've been to from people's are friends and family and things like that, where it seemed like them.
Yes.
You know?
Like your guests will appreciate it being like you. You don't have to impress them. You just have to... They're there for you.
Exactly.
So...
They're there because they care about you. It should be like a celebration of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't need to be rude. Like, you should take people into consideration. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not about anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Right. I agree. Anything to add? Any other ideas?
Oh, yeah. You could have some super fun Disney honeymoons, but
oh well, yes.
Those are spendy. So.
I really want ears, like the bride and groom ears.
The bride and groom ears at Disney parks are just awesome. But
we've talked about I've talked about renewing our vows, but because I want to do it at Disney.
The bride and groom ears at Disney are awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of hoops you have to jump through to get them, but...
I think you can just buy them, honestly.
Yeah.
But I also kind of want to, like, do a whole thing.
Yeah, have a reason for it. I know. We're coming up on our 10th.
Maybe we'll talk.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Alrighty. So, is that good?
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good. Yeah.
Well, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
This week, instead of trivia...
Okay.
We've got another BuzzFeed-style quiz.
Oh, yeah. We've done a couple of those. Those are fun. Yeah, we've done this now a few times. I think I like peppering these in amongst the trivia when it's a good theme for it.
Good theme. But this one is, which Disney wedding should you have? And the header image is a really adorable picture from Up.
Okay. There have been some amazing Disney weddings. I love Ellie and Carl so much. Aww.
They're the most adorable couple, and they make me cry.
Every time.
And
every time.
I'm not a crier, so that's like a big deal.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Aw, that's a great head.
But anyway,
okay.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay, you're going to find out if I was getting married again.
To find out what kind of Disney wedding you...
Me.
You.
Me.
You, Krista.
Okay.
Should have.
Okay. You don't get a say in this?
I guess not.
Okay.
I don't know.
When we got married, you had a say in a lot of things. Like, it was definitely not a bride planning everything.
Well, I have opinions, and
yeah.
I think they're good opinions
most
of the time. well, we have a good give and take relationship.
We do, and we planned our wedding the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like making decisions a lot of the time.
It was actually really funny. We went to our travel agent when we were planning, and she had talked to me before when she met you. She made a comment about how rare it is to find a bride who knows exactly what she wants and makes decisions really quickly. And you're like, I haven't met that person.
What did you just say? Because that's not right.
Okay.
Anyway, I believe this is a 10-question quiz, so not too long. But we're going to find out what kind of wedding you want to have.
Okay.
So when we get remarried. Or your next marriage.
No, that's dumb. Don't say that.
Your ideal wedding
would
take place in a forest, in a castle, in a reception hall, at a stately mansion, on a ship, at home.
Oh.
In a park.
Oh, it keeps going.
Or at a restaurant.
A castle.
In a castle.
Or a forest, but that's fine.
Your bridesmaid dresses will be sky blue, purple, green, yellow, eggshell, tan, seafoam, or white.
Eggshell is just a shade of white.
That is true. That is true.
Well, my bridesmaids were coral, and that's not an option. Let's go. There was a seafoam in there.
There was a seafoam.
Let's do that. That's a pretty color.
I like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Your wedding style is whimsical.
I don't remember.
It's whimsical.
Okay.
Retro, classic, traditional, rustic, casual, chic, or formal?
Probably rustic, actually. You mean the mason jars all day, every day? Or whimsical, but yeah, let's go.
Your perfect wedding accessory is a flower crown, a set of pearls, a hat, a shawl, a veil, a tiara, a chunky necklace, or a belt.
I had some of those things, but I'm going to go pearls.
I was going to guess pearls for you, so that makes sense. Your favorite flower is a lily, orchid, rose, tulip, peony, hydrangea, lilac, or sunflower.
I like almost all of those.
Those are some good flowers.
I'm torn between two, actually. Orchids and lilacs are my two favorite flowers, and they're tied for my favorite flower. Let's go orchid.
Good choice.
Yeah, those are my two favorite flowers, though.
I love orchids.
Yeah.
Orchids are beautiful.
They really are. I think it goes nicely with my seafoam dresses I just picked.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Your favorite part of a wedding is the fashion, the food, the music, the dancing, the party favors, the video, the guests, or the photography?
None of those. The shoe game wasn't on there.
Well, that's a...
Okay. Maybe the dancing.
Dancing?
I don't know. That's tough. But yeah, depends on each wedding. But yeah, I'm going to go with that. Just, you know, seeing everyone all happy and together. And yeah. Actually, I enjoy the ceremony itself, but that wasn't on the list.
Your perfect honeymoon.
Ooh, okay.
Would be in the countryside, at a secluded cabin, at a fancy castle, on a provincial island, in a bustling city, relaxing at home, visiting an old kingdom, or at the beach.
Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to go, I don't know. Actually, I'm going to go castle. I'm going to go castle. We got married in the castle. I'm sticking, that's where the honeymoon's going to be. I'm really torn between that and the beach. And an old kingdom.
At a fancy castle.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I just picked.
Perfect.
Okay. Your favorite dessert is cake, pie, ice cream, creme brulee, fruit tart, bonbons, cookies, or tiramisu.
All of the above.
Well, yeah.
Tiramisu.
Yeah. I was strong on creme brulee until they had tiramisu.
Yeah, I was like, you said creme brulee, I was like, oh, that one. Unless they have tiramisu. Oh, that, oh, there's tiramisu. Okay.
Your friends would describe you as sweet, honest, quiet, caring, outgoing, passionate, creative, or smart.
Oh, that's tough. I think I'm a couple of those things. If it weren't my friends, they'd say quiet, because despite the fact that I'm talking on a podcast right now, I'm very quiet person.
Yeah, but this is your friends. They know you well.
Either creative or smart.
So you're not, yeah, it's creative or smart, for sure.
I think most of
my... Or maybe honest.
Or maybe, yeah, or sweet.
Or sweet.
I'm a sweet person.
You're pretty sweet, yeah.
Until you get, no, wait, they said your friends. My friends know I'm not actually that sweet.
That is a lie.
I'm going to say that they would probably say I'm creative.
I mean, you do writing and stuff, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You would love to live in London, Vienna, San Francisco, New York, Berlin, New Orleans, Sydney, or Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Scotland, eh?
Oh, that's really tough because there's Vienna, it was on there.
Vienna is beautiful. Oh. There's no Italy.
There's no Italy. Which, if it was Italy, I was like, Venice?
Like, Venice? if there was a Venice or a Florence, that Rome? Would be like a slam dunk for you. But yeah, I could see you living
in
Edinburgh.
I'm torn between Edinburgh and Vienna, which basically means Italy. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
That was the last question.
Oh, okay.
You got Cinderella.
Aww.
You like the finer things in life. Your wedding would be classy and elegant.
Oh.
You're going to be a princess after all.
Sweet.
Keep an eye on your shoes.
I had fantastic wedding shoes, okay? They were neon blue.
They were.
And 6 inches tall.
You love shoes. So, no, I think Cinderella is.
This is not a crazy thing.
Belle or Cinderella are your or your princesses.
And when we were doing that cake topper we were talking about, I was torn between doing Belle and Cinderella, but I'm mostly blonde, so it ended up winning for me.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Keep an eye on my shoes, huh?
Keep an eye on your shoes.
Yeah. You think that one's accurate?
I think it's accurate. Like, you love your shoes, and Cinderella's pretty cool, so.
I'm a classy lady.
Mm-hmm.
As I snort.
Snorty pants. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. That was fun.
That was fun. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I wonder if you would have gotten the same topic as me. The same answer, I mean.
Well, I'm not a Disney princess, so.
No, it's true. Although
I'm barely a Disney prince. Probably not.
If I were planning our, like I say, we were going to renew vows or something like that, I would probably make it a lot more funky than in like regular wedding. So maybe I'd be a little less Cinderella and a little bit more, I don't know, something funkier.
Ursula.
Maybe. But yeah, I like that. I really like that. I mean, heck, we had this Cinderella song.
And Cinderella was your cake topper, so.
And Cinderella's the cake topper.
I mean, it's pretty bang on.
Pretty close. I'm pretty happy with that. Yeah.
Well, do you have anything to add to the whole Disney wedding topic in general?
Not really. I mean, if you want to see full out Disney weddings, there is the Disney Fairy Tale Weddings. Has a couple seasons up on Disney Plus, so you can feel free to watch that.
Yep.
Sometimes I like having that in the background, actually, while I edit this podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore Disney weddings, and they get the full Disney experience, which would cost normal people an arm and or a leg.
Yeah, or both. Yeah,
or both.
Yeah,
and
or.
But
there are ways to incorporate a little bit of Disney magic, a little bit of Disney nods with, you know, for the mere mortals as well. Oh, that's not, like, decor is a really good one. We had a They Lived Happily Ever After sign at ours, right? Like, you can do these things.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're getting married, don't get caught up in all the crazy. Just have fun with it.
But, yeah. So, I guess that's our show for today.
Yeah.
And thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for our awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We love to hear from you. You can hear DisneyA episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can listen to our newest episodes on our new YouTube channel, Adventures A.
Yeah.
Which now also has fancy new video content.
Yeah. We went on adventures.
We are going on many adventures.
There's going to be some camping videos up there when we come back from camping.
Yeah, we're going to go on camping adventures. We went on a movie adventure with Black Widow. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go on a big road trip in August.
There's going to be so many videos from that road trip.
So stay tuned for that.
Absolutely.
And in the meantime, please review our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe. And if you know someone else who might like this podcast, be sure to recommend DisneyA to them. You can also listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. You can also listen to sound and music of Disneyland on Magic of the Mouse Radio, hosted by us.
Woohoo!
Join us next week when we continue our Year of Marvel.
It sounded very dramatic.
It was. Yeah.
I'm going to pose.
You're such a poser.
Such a poser.
But next week, it's all going to be about Loki.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep it low key.
No.
Okay.
That's a joke for Disney Assembled.
Yeah.
They do their dad joke of the week.
That is a Disney dad joke waiting to happen. It's like, Loki escapes. I guess he kept it low key. Yeah. But I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kristen. Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
We're still better at the future than Tomorrowland.
Oh.